I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. In our last show, Dr. Sherry Cortland said she would ask her guides about time in the fifth dimension, and here is her response. Hi, Gilbert. Can you give me some insight into what time will be like after the transition to the fifth dimension? Sherry, time is a human concept, not a universal concept. And as entities raise their vibrational levels and move to higher and higher levels of frequency, time disappears because the past, present, and future are all taking place together. There is no separation. To answer your direct question, as the first souls begin to reach the energy vibration of the fifth, there will still be a feeling of linear time, but as they absorb more and more fifth-dimensional energy and become accustomed to the new vibrational frequency, time will cease to matter and expectations of time will naturally disappear. Those who shift will be project-oriented in their lives, not time-oriented, meaning that each soul will have a project or projects to work on during their incarnation. Lives will not be lived according to a 24-hour schedule. Sherry, go in peace. I thank you, Sherry, for getting this information. My first guest today is Ellen Olivier from the Netherlands. Ellen has asked not to have a picture or biography included about him so that nothing takes away from the Ascension Guide he spent 10 years researching and putting together. I will say that I was impressed with Ellen, who provides his guide free of charge so that it is available to everyone who wants it. However, I strongly encourage you to make a donation if you are able. The guide is available at www.ascensionguide.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Ellen. And
yes,
I look forward to hearing about the Ascension Guide that you have developed.
Yes.
Now, first, Ellen, you worked for over 10 years putting the Ascension Guide together.
Yes.
And your purpose was to help humanity on the path to ascension.
Yeah.
And also to help the spiritual being Earth with her request of carrying as many people as possible with her into the fourth dimension. And I found this very admirable, and I also found the material fantastic, and I've enjoyed it so much.
Thank you.
And so I wondered if you could tell us a little bit about the 10 years that you spent putting this together.
Yes, yes. Well, I consciously started my spiritual journey in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
The millennium change was about a year away. I felt a deep calling within to be spiritually prepared. And while living in Washington, D.C., I by chance happened to read a book of a good friend and next-door neighbor, It's Time to Get in Touch, which is also featured in the Ascension Guide.
Mm-hmm.
And this book really opened my eyes greatly. And from then on till today, I kept delving into different spiritual topics, such as crop circles or DNA activation or mantras, and I guess over the course, every year or so, I would add to this kind of knowledge base that I had.
Mm-hmm.
About a year ago, a year and a half ago, I wanted to do something with all this information or knowledge that I had collected, so I felt I should put it together in the Ascension Guide so that people could review it and not spend such a great time researching
mm-hmm.
and delving into different topics and just kind of have a guide from which they can start their own journey.
Mm-hmm. Then, Alan, would you tell us what you mean by ascension?
Well, with ascension, I'm trying to convey the upliftment of not only body, mind, and spirit into a new state of consciousness, a new state of being, but also the upliftment of all of humanity into a new state of consciousness and being.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving as humanity and as individuals into a new era of monumental changes, which will change all aspects of our civilization for the better. And will change us physically also on on the level of DNA. And this physical change will occur gradually due to our entire solar system moving into a new area of the universe holding a different energy, a different frequency. And this, interesting enough, is also the cause of global warming. It'll eventually level off. And the interesting fact is that it's not only our planet which is warming up or showing these signs of global warming, but also every other planet in our solar system.
Alan, you have a chapter titled What to Expect Before and After 2012.
Yes.
Could you summarize this chapter for the listeners?
Well, in this chapter, I wanted to summarize my understanding of the ascension times we're in based on the information presented by different sources. I want the reader to form their own understanding of the information presented to them in the Ascension Guide. But this chapter, I wanted to convey my understanding and hopefully spark the interest of the reader to delve deeper into the Ascension Guide. Yeah, this chapter discusses the monumental changes about to happen from first contact to the introduction of free energy technologies to even the complete development of the third world. It also informs people on what President Obama is doing more behind the scenes and which hasn't been very visible to the people at this stage, although there have been very many positive developments already.
Okay. Then could you tell us about Matthew? There is an interesting chapter on the books of Matthew.
Yes. Matthew Ward passed away in 1980, and his mother Susie had a very difficult time dealing with his passing and felt she should visit a medium. The medium informed her that Matthew was doing well and that a telepathic connection would be made between her and Matthew when she was ready. 14 years later, this started. She felt compelled to try to make this telepathic connection, and her imagination started filling up with what best could be described as stories. But the information in these stories about topics she knew nothing about was so accurate that she knew this telepathic connection had been made. And Susie, as for many years now, posted Matthew's monthly messages on her website at matthewbooks.com, informing readers about Matthew's insights into what is really happening in the universe, on Earth, and even in heaven.
And Matthew's told his mother that his reason for dying was to make this information available. Is that correct?
Yes, that his purpose was also to relay these insights from the dimension he refers to as Nirvana. And that being his purpose.
And he also talked a lot, you mentioned earlier Obama. He talked a lot about why Obama was president and what his role was in terms of the ascension.
Yeah, from my understanding, he's more the main initiator who has the ability to help put these changes into place, and that these changes will happen as smoothly, positively as possible. And he discusses this more in great detail in his messages.
And my understanding is also that people made a choice at birth as to whether they would continue as the Earth evolves into a fourth or fifth dimension?
Yes. From Matthew's messages, before people come to Earth, they kind of have a life contract, in certain words, or a life, a certain destiny. And everybody's destiny is different along different paths, but everybody consciously makes these choices before being born on Earth.
And the advantage of moving into the fourth, fifth dimension is that there is no longer duality, that there no longer be death, illness, negativity of any sort. Is that correct, if I understand it?
Yes. From my understanding from Matthew's messages is that, and that's, of course, my understanding, is that this will be a gradual change, not a all of a sudden that these things come about, but it's moving into what's been referred to as a new golden age, and that these changes will come about, some very quickly, some taking longer, but that we're in that time now leading up to these great changes. And this could well go on for many, many years before it's completed.
Well, it sounded like what the religious people talk about as the second coming, except I believe that God is with us always, that it's an internal thing.
Yes.
And so I don't necessarily think that there will be a second coming per se.
Yeah.
But the life would be like heaven or the second coming.
Yeah.
Now, did I understand that correctly?
Yeah. From my understanding, the second coming is more what's referred to as the Christ consciousness, and
mm-hmm.
that everybody
mm-hmm.
has access
mm-hmm.
To this level of being,
mm-hmm.
and that, yeah, in certain words, it is a second coming of this Christed energy consciousness descending
mm-hmm.
on people, and people evolving to a higher state of being and consciousness,
mm-hmm.
yeah, in line with the Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Now, those who choose, for whatever reason, to stay in a third-dimensional world will then continue on with life and death, illness, disabilities, etc., but they will have an opportunity in the future when
yes.
they're ready to then move to a fifth dimension and to a higher consciousness?
Yes. Yes, it's, again, from my understanding, I also wanted to say that I'm not an expert on the subject matter and the
mm-hmm.
essential God, but it's a collection of knowledge that I've got.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this will be a gradual process, and that it's more kind of stepping out of the cycle of reincarnation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That it's
mm-hmm.
Stepping out of that cycle,
mm-hmm.
and that the cycle will continue for certain people, and just, yeah, it's all in a course of everybody's evolution, that
mm-hmm.
people are at different stages, not that it's right or wrong, but
right.
that's just their stage of evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's more the ending of duality,
mm-hmm.
Stepping outside the mm-hmm. reincarnation phase.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I find it all very exciting, Alan.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And as many people that I've interviewed in the past have said, that even though the things that are happening now seem terrible, you can't have the new until you get rid of the old. And so a lot of what's happening is the destruction of the old to make way for the new.
Yes, yes. And from my understanding, again, it also has to do with the aspect of karma, that is kind of the final stages of these big karmic
mm-hmm.
events taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Alan, there's also a chapter on the Galactic Federation, and I wasn't familiar with that before. Could you tell the listeners a bit about the Galactic Federation?
Yes, yes. Well, the Galactic Federation is a very large group composed of different civilizations in our galaxy who are helping the Earth ascend. They've always been involved with the Earth, although from a distance, making sure that things are not get out of hand too much and have aided in our evolution. Currently, they're helping to lessen the effects of different damaging phenomena such as air pollution, and earthquakes, and volcanic eruptions. And they'll be announcing their presence in the very near future and will help to transform the Earth by eliminating all the damage caused due to different forms of pollution, and will make technologies available which will help change all aspects of civilization, from transportation to medicines and the really complete development of the third world and the Earth as a whole, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This has always been a concern of mine in the past until I read your Ascension Guide.
Yes.
Because my question was always, when people talk about the Ascension,
yeah.
I'd say, well, it's great that we're ascending to a fourth, fifth dimension.
Yeah.
But what happens to our damaged world? You know, the air, the water, the pollution and all. And your chapters put that in place for me. It was the first time that it really made some sense, and that had to do with the people helping us from other planets.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's what you can say, helping a lending hand.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, have helped to lessen the effects of air pollution and even radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Earthquakes, and even the escalation of wars and such. And yeah, it'll be very very exciting when they'll be able to work more in the open.
Right, and that was my understanding, too, was that the dark forces had prevented most of the people that wanted to help us in the open from coming forward.
Yes. Yes, they've been held back for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a time now where the light is becoming more dominant,
mm-hmm.
prevalent on mm-hmm. the Earth, and this will present the opportunity for them to work more in the open and get things fully done as need be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went on the website, I think it was on Matthew's website, and looked at a more recent updates than what was in the guide.
Yes.
And I found what I thought was interesting was they said that the people from the Galactic Federation had come and actually capped off the radiation leak in Japan so that the world would not be completely destroyed.
Yes. Yes, this has been going on. And so the radiation has been contained.
Mm-hmm.
And things do not get to drastic danger levels worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Alan, what is the Maharic seal?
Yes.
And how does one work with this?
Well, the Maharic seal is presented in the book called Voyagers, and it's actually a meditation presented from the Galactic Alliance, which is also such as the Galactic Federation. And this is a very simple meditation, taking only a few minutes. And it helps to align the energy system of the body and the chakra system, and helps the body to absorb the ascension frequencies of the new energy field that we're moving into, so it can be more mm-hmm. compatible with the new mm-hmm. atmosphere, you could say, that we're moving into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also a lot of material in the guide on the activation of the DNA.
Yes.
And can you tell us about that and about some of the tools that are identified that would help with the activation of the DNA?
Yes. Well, science tells us that 97% of our DNA is inactive, is actually labeled as junk DNA. Logic would tell us that something is wrong with this, because how could 97% of our being just be junk? This DNA is not junk. It is, however, inactive. We can activate it if we choose to do so.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't happen overnight, but with a concentrated effort, we can start this process, and there are different meditations and tools which can assist us. There are, for example, many spiritual practitioners who have created music with certain sound frequencies, which I can attest to really trigger something inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
There are also different essence sprays and minerals and gemstones, which increase our aura's vibrational rate, and thus also that of our DNA. And the most important thing we can do to prepare us for the ascension times we are in is to increase the vibrational rate of our bodies. We have to be up to speed, so to speak, with the new energy fields, as I mentioned, that we're moving into. And this can be achieved through just living a good and positive light, which creates and sends out light, which in turn increases our vibration and our DNA. But the Ascension Guide discusses this in great detail more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You did try then the music. You said you could test to it. So you worked through some of the visionary music.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's Visionary Music website, and it's different sound or different CDs with different music and sound frequencies
mm-hmm.
Within them. And I like to play them at night, and I can notice in my dreams that the dreams are very lucid and
mm-hmm.
colorful and really a heightened level that I hadn't experienced before. So this really showed me that it had a profound effect.
Now, Alan, did you get through both series? I bought series one, and I finished the first of the four, and I've just started the second.
Oh, wow. Yes, I'm on the first still. But everybody progresses at their
mm-hmm.
their own level, and I guess you have to listen to your intuition as to what you feel you're ready for, or
mm-hmm.
what stage.
Mm-hmm.
So I've still been at the first level of CDs, but moving on to the second.
Oh, so you will be moving to the
second.
Oh,
yes, yes.
Yeah, well, I'm on the first of the first.
Yeah.
And as I say, I just started the second one of the first series.
Yes.
And I found that when I first played the first one, there was some parts that gave me shivers. I just didn't like it. But then as I played it more, I liked it.
Yeah.
And so I kept playing it until I liked the whole record, and then I moved on to the next one.
Yes, I believe also at the Visionary Music website, they discuss this as energy blockages opening up, clearing up, and that this can have, could cause that sensation of not liking it, or et cetera. Yes.
Right. Now, the essence, that did not help me much. I've tried two or three of them, but they didn't help much. Have you had success with those?
Yes. Well, I think as with most things, it's a building up process as well. A consistent use of them over a long period of time.
Oh.
Yeah. Could, but for me, more kind of subtle things are more kind of synchronistic events happening in my life. I feel that they also contribute to, in a sense, by increasing my vibrational rate also creating more light within or around me, that these kind of synchronistic events are more drawn to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alan, I've had a piece of moldavite for a few years now.
Oh, wow.
I carry it with me all the time.
Oh, great.
The reason I started carrying it was I had found Patricia Corey's website. And I found her because she had done some music with either Tom Kenyon or Jonathan Goldman. I can't remember which one.
Yeah.
And I went to her website, and she had a Syrian seal.
Yes.
And I ordered that, and it's fantastic. I wear it all the time.
Yes.
But she also talked a lot about moldavite, and so I bought three pieces of moldavite. One I carry with me, one I have on my stand in my bedroom that has several different types of minerals.
Yeah.
And I gave one to a friend.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about the moldavite?
Yes. Well, moldavite is a green meteoric gemstone with a kind of a green glass structure. It is, in fact, the rarest gemstone on Earth. There are many theories on how exactly it formed, because it crashed into the Earth and mixed with different elements. But one thing is for certain, that its origin is not from this planet. Moldavite has also been said to be the relic of the legend of the Holy Grail. And actually, in some historical accounts, it is said that the Grail is not a cup, but actually a stone.
Mm.
And many clairvoyants can attest to its power. Yeah, moldavite is said to be the stone of transformation, and moldavite helps propels people and helps people onto their spiritual path, opens up the chakra system, increases our body's vibration, and really heightens spiritual awareness and perception. And to people kind of familiar with the Superman movies, I like to compare it to kryptonite. However, instead of taking away your powers, this real-life kryptonite gives your powers back.
Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, isn't a moldavite from before Christ?
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
So it's amazing that you can still find pieces of this, isn't it?
Yes. Again, I do believe that the meteorites landed or crashed on the Earth about 10,000 years ago, or perhaps longer, and that throughout the ages, this stone has been sought by various people and groups due to the powers, energy which it gives to the wearer. And I believe in recent times almost all the moldavite has been found, and it's very difficult to find more.
Well, I'm glad I have my two pieces then left.
Then
Alan, can you tell us about the Miracle Mineral Supplement?
Yes. Well, Miracle Mineral Supplement was created by Jim Humble, who for years worked on the NASA space program. It's a supplement which is derived from a harmless form of chlorine, also found in table salt, and has been documented to have cured about 50,000 cases of malaria in Tanzania, within several hours of its use. It's also been shown to be effective against many other diseases, such as cancer or HIV, even the common cold and the flu, just to name a few. And it's very it's inexpensive and completely safe, and no bacteria, virus, or pathogen can withstand the Miracle Mineral Supplement. Yeah, I know this might sound too good to be true, but I would ask the listeners just to please have an open mind and research Miracle Mineral Supplements. This is also why I feel the Ascension Guide can really help people, because it highlights the most important information about certain topics, such as Miracle Mineral Supplements, which will save people great amounts of time researching.
Right, right. Yeah, I was amazed at how much material you had brought together.
Thank you.
And so much of it I had not heard of. In fact, most of it I had not heard of before.
Okay.
Alan, can you tell us about Ultira?
Yes. Well, Ultira is an organic compound derived from a rare crystalline rock found in only two known sites in the world. It balances the body's magnetic field and activates DNA. And also, in studies done on it, it was shown to neutralize toxins and heavy metals in the body. Tests conducted on Ultira actually showed that it could actually neutralize radioactive material, as well as neutralize ground contaminated with lead and zinc. That's really beneficial for the body to eliminate toxins from the body, but also to balance the magnetic fields and activate the DNA.
Now, Alan, when you took this, did you find you had to drink a lot of water?
No. Everybody has a different reaction to it. I myself never heard of anybody having a reaction to it. I do notice also more lucid dreaming and sense, I guess, of well-being taking it. And yeah, it's of course subtle, but I do notice an increased perception or awareness when taking it. Yeah,
I tried it, as I told you, and I only tried it one day, and I had I felt bad, and so I thought, well, maybe I should have drank a lot of water. If it is pulling out toxins and chemicals, that maybe I needed to do more water in terms of flushing.
Yes.
And it was a day when I was out shopping and doing all kinds of things. So I wasn't drinking as much fluid as I usually do when I'm home.
Yes, I definitely think that's important while taking Ultira, because the body is releasing a lot of toxins from the body, so water is always good with that process. So, and as I said, your intuition is always very good to listen to. I think that's definitely your intuition speaking to you.
Yeah. Ordinarily, I do drink a couple, a half gallon of water at least every day anyhow.
Okay.
And so some of my problem might have been that just that I wasn't drinking enough water, period. I will try it again, but I'm going to try it when I'm at home.
Yes, and I felt it also might be due to the Ultira also releasing blocked energy, the energy field.
Oh.
So this could also have caused this kind of reaction within you.
Great. Good. Well, I am going to try it again. But
yes, I hope so.
Yeah. And then, Alan, you talk about harmonizers in the guide.
Yes.
And can you tell us about harmonizers?
Well, the harmonizer was created by the late Slim Sperling. It stands about 5 inches tall and about 5 inches wide. It looks like a ball made from copper wire in a geometric pattern. Slim Sperling, in the late 90s, discovered that by placing the harmonizer on key intersection points of magnetic field lines and by projecting the frequency of a water molecule through it by means of loudspeakers, that air pollution actually decreased dramatically by 80% within even a 60-mile radius within a day or a few days. It also increases plant growth and literally harmonizes the area that you live in. The harmonizer transmutes lower vibrations, such as air pollution particles. But it was also reported, interestingly, that crime rates dropped during the time that the harmonizer was active. Of course, this was not concretely backed up, but the coincidence of it, the timing, seemed more than a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
The harmonizer was officially tested on a coal-burning facility in 2003 and was overseen by the Environmental Protection Agency. It was documented to have lowered all emissions by more than 99%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I was glad to see that you had included something that would help with the environment, too, in the guide. Yeah.
Yes.
Then, Alan, what do you believe are the value of mantras in preparing for ascension?
Well, mantras can help make the process of ascension as smooth as possible. It's said that your outer world is governed by your inner world. Invisible life is governed by invisible sublime energies operating in our subconscious minds and that flowing through our chakras, and these energies are unfolding into events in our outer world through our subconscious minds. By practicing or repeating mantras, we start to train our subconscious mind to project high vibrational energies, creating both harmony in our inner and outer worlds. And this will help us through the ascension times, which I do believe can be overwhelming
mm-hmm.
at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alan, is there any one thing that you would think was the best thing to do in the guide, or do you think that everything tends to work together and that people should get involved with the music and the stone and all of it together?
Yeah, well, I think what's most important is that people listen to their intuition and
mm-hmm.
What they feel most drawn to mm-hmm. to delve in deeper. I think that would be an approach. It's not, I believe, a kind of a package which everybody must follow and practice in the same way,
mm-hmm.
but more of a guide that people can be drawn to certain information while other people might be drawn to other information and kind of incorporate into their lives
mm-hmm.
what they feel most drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alan, is there anything else then you would like to say about the Ascension Guide before you tell the listeners how they can reach it, and anything else you would like to talk about as far as services or products that you have?
Yeah, well, I'd just like to say to the listeners, please have an open mind, and even if you don't agree or not really interested in the topics discussed in the interview, that just please visit the website, even if it's just for a few moments, and download the ebook, perhaps, which is free.
Mm-hmm.
And I can promise you that the Ascension Guide will hold something special for you.
Mm-hmm. Alan, I found that admirable that it also is free. I thought, well, that tells me where you are in consciousness, that you want to get this out to people.
Yes.
And so you're not looking to make money off it. You're trying to get this out to people. And
yes.
That always impresses me, Alan, because
thank you.
So often people are out to make money off whatever it is they have on the Internet.
Yeah, I did a lot of meditating on this as well, but there's many light workers out there who
mm-hmm.
have certain tools or products, etc.,
mm-hmm.
or books even, which help people evolve spiritually. And in a certain sense, it's also a kind of a fair way to
mm-hmm.
compensate them at the same time
mm-hmm.
for putting in a great amount of effort and work. So either way, it's a gift for people.
Right, right. Well, sometimes when there's a lot of money involved, I've had one person that I interviewed that has services that are very expensive.
Okay.
And I thought, well, on the one hand, I feel like that if people are really interested in helping others, they're going to put it within the reach of people.
Yes.
And on the other hand, if they charge a lot for their services, then perhaps it's really effective.
Yep.
So, you know, I have some ambivalent feelings about charging and how much you charge and all of that. So, as I say, I was very impressed to see that you were not charging for the guide, and my feeling was that you really wanted this to get out to people and to help people so that they could do what they wanted to do as far as the ascension. So
yes. Yeah, last 10 years gathering this information, I just wanted to do something with it and felt that this would be the best thing, present it together and have the reader delve into it to certain topics which they're interested in. Yeah.
Now, Alan, would you tell the listeners then how they can receive your Ascension Guide?
Yes, yes. I have a website at www.theascensionguide.com, and you'll be able to download the ebook from there. Enjoy the Ascension Guide.
Now, Alan, do you have other services or products that you offer to the public?
No, not at the moment. Yeah, this is kind of my first step in that direction. So I'll just see where things develop from here on. Yeah.
And I want to tell the listeners that you're in the Netherlands, is that correct?
Yes, I'm in the Netherlands.
And are you from there?
Oh, well, it's a long story. Actually, I was born in Canada and moved around a lot between Holland and the States, and lived in Texas as well, in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I thought your English was so good.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, grown up in the States as well as Holland, so it's a combination of their languages.
Well, I find that the people in Europe tend to learn foreign languages a lot better than Americans anyhow.
Well, I was pretty bad with French, I might say.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Well, I took German. I could not do French. I took one semester of French, and I did not do well with that, but I did very well with German, so it was much easier for me.
Yes.
Well, I thank you very much, Alan. This has been very interesting, and I know it's going to be helpful for those who are interested in the Ascension in 2012. And I've had two programs on the Ascension. I had one 2 years ago and one the year before.
Yeah.
But it was not on how to prepare for it. It was just what the Ascension was going to be. So this has added, I know, a lot to the discussion on Ascension.
Well, I'm glad I could contribute. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Another uplifting issue of a distinctive style magazine filled with heartfelt stories about people whose passion in life is to help others can be found in the new summer issue. In today's media, with an emphasis on hurricanes, floods, fires, volcanic eruptions, global economic problems, social unrest, and other negative problems, these uplifting stories provide some positive energy and help us to realize that not all is wrong with the world. There is a good mix of stories, music, and movies in this issue, and one focus includes stories of recovering survivors of 9/11 in memory of the upcoming anniversary. Patricia Welch also sings "United We Stand," written by her husband, Pete DuBerry, to describe 9/11. Enjoy the beauty of the Northern Lights movie, shot over 6 months in Norway, or read about toys that assist development in autistic children, or read about Sam and Amber Jagauer, both actors who maintain a happy home life in Hollywood and work with instead of against Mother Earth. Or read about Brooke Burke, co-host of Dancing with the Stars, as she describes her new book, The Naked Mom, a modern mom's fearless revelations, savory advice, and soulful reflections. If interested in health, you will want to enjoy the movie on Firewater that exposes the truth about the harmful effects of industrial-grade fluoridation chemicals used in the water supply in Australia, or read about toxic chemicals in skin and hair care products, or view the movie about citizens fighting to protect their environment from coal mining, where the weekly detonations are shredding the landscape, poisoning the water, and devastating the community. These are some of the stories you will find in the summer issue of A Distinctive Style magazine. I know you will want to subscribe to this magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. My second guest is Dorothy Donahue, who is co-founder of Energetic Alchemy and has taught conscious co-creation courses and Reiki courses worldwide as an energetic alchemist and Reiki master teacher. She is a universal philosopher of absolute reality, a medium and a channel of the Star Brothers and Sisters, the Ascended Masters, and the Archangels. Dorothy is often heard on radio shows, including Shadow Stevens Mental Radio, Bradley Quick Cool Change Radio, and Filippo Voltaggio's Life Changes with Filippo. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dorothy, and I look forward to hearing your views on the ascension of 2012.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. This is a subject that is so important, and I'm here to assist people in letting go of their fears about what is happening in 2012. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing and nothing to be afraid of.
Thank you, Dorothy. I agree with you. Now, first, how do you conceptualize the ascension?
What I see about the ascension, what I know to be true, is that this is a time of raising planetary vibrations, raising human consciousness. It's a time of awakening and a powerful, powerful time. Human beings have been in an induced coma for eons, ever since the beginning of time. And we've now been given the tools, the assistance, the guidance to come out of those comas that we've been in, to become awake and aware of the powerful beings that we are. And that is what this whole process is. Mm-hmm. It's called the shift, and the shift has shifted.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dorothy, who is going to ascend?
You know, everyone has the opportunity to ascend if they are willing to take responsibility for the things that they have co-created in their lives. We are powerful manifestors. We are manifesting all of the time. There was a great movie that came out called The Secret. However, there are secrets behind The Secret, and many of the people who actually appeared in that movie have made great fortunes in sharing that there's a secret behind The Secret, but they haven't really shared what that secret is. Mm-hmm. And the secret is being willing to be awake and aware and take responsibility for the things that are occurring in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how do we prepare for the ascension?
I'm in the process of preparing, as are you, Carl. It is wonderful. We prepare by making deliberate choices. We are constantly, every day, making thousands of choices. Many of them we make on an automatic basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all due to our programming. We have been programmed for centuries to stay small and disempowered. And we've been programmed by our family life, our early family life. We've been programmed to not believe in ourselves and to point the fingers at everybody else. But once we actually understand that we are powerful co-creators, then we can easily prepare for this ascension process by making more and more elegant choices each and every day. The way that I do it, I enlist my family, my friends, my roommate in reminding me when I'm making a less than elegant choice or when I'm using my word against me. One of the things that is happening right now, one of the questions that I get asked every day is, when is this going to happen? I am so tired of the wait. Well, every time we say, I am so tired, we are co-creating within our bodies a great, great tiredness.
Mm-hmm.
We can make ourselves physically ill by the words that we speak and the thoughts that we think.
Mm-hmm.
So we must prepare ourselves by elevating our thoughts, by elevating our words.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, I am so tired of the weight, or I don't understand,
mm-hmm.
we can say something like, I am really over this situation. I accept the new. Every time we say, I don't know, again, we are creating the inability to ever know anything. The truth, Carl, is that we have all of the answers within us.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a place of teaching and learning, as so many people say. This is a place of remembering. People call me a teacher, and I say, no, I am here to remind you of what you already know.
Right.
And what we know in the essence of our being is that we are powerful, divine children of God, and that when we focus our attention and put intention out there to co-create a better world, we will do so.
Mm-hmm. So we're actually preparing for the ascension now, whether we know it consciously or not, by our thoughts and actions.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we are. It's so interesting to me because I talk to so many people on a daily basis who are doing their best to ascend, but they are still so stuck in their old programs and not taking responsibility. And what I see is the moment that they shift that in from being a victim into understanding that their choices up to now have been to bring them to this place of being who they are and who they've come here to be. But now it's time to make new choices, better choices, so that we can completely shift in consciousness. When I shifted from the old ways of being a victim of my family, when I shifted from the old ways of judging my two brothers and the things that they had, quote, done to me, a tremendous shift took place. And they are now communicating not only with me, but with each other, whereas before they were bitter, bitter enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So the shift has to come from within each of us so that the ones outside of us can shift.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dorothy, I had read early that the ascension would come on December 21st, 2012, but more recently, I hear people say that our calendar has been incorrect and that there are actually 13 months instead of 12 if we were in sync with our environment. What do you see as the time when the ascension will occur?
Ascension is occurring right now, Carl,
mm-hmm.
and this is so important. Thank you for asking me that, because it is occurring right now. We are in the process of ascension. The shift has shifted. You can scan the headlines, and you see that truth is coming out all over the world. You can also see that people are no longer just sitting by and allowing their dictators to dictate to them.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in Egypt was part of the ascension. So we are ascending. Since there is no time and space in truth,
mm-hmm.
there is no time
mm-hmm.
and there is no space, to put a date on it is absolutely ridiculous. Just like this beautiful man who took his life savings and said the world was ending
right.
on May 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And now, bless his heart, he is stroked out. What pressure that must have been on him. Somewhere he got the idea that there is a date. Now he has shifted it to October 21st.
Mm-hmm.
The rapture is here. I ascend on a daily basis. We can all do this.
And people listen to this man.
And they did listen to this man.
And this is about his third time.
Yes, it was amazing to me because all he had invested in this was his life savings mm-hmm. of $150,000. Now, that's a lot of money, but mm-hmm. oh, my God, the campaign, the media that he got for that. But, you know, people are listening to him because the powers behind the curtain, they want to keep us in fear. Mm-hmm. And so the media really gave him so much attention. Oh, my God, you cannot buy the kind of attention for $150,000 that he got. This
right,
became
right.
a world event. And it's all part of the dark side who would like for us to stay into fear,
mm-hmm.
to stay disempowered.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dorothy, what is the significance of December 21st, 2012?
I believe that by December 21st, 2012, that you are going to see the new world.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely beautiful. I have been into the future. I was very blessed to have these beautiful beings that I work with from higher dimensions take me into the future. And I saw the world that we are in the process of creating. It's a beautiful world, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
People are taking care of one another. They are sharing. There is joy. There is not the religion as we know it, but a way of coming to the understanding that we are spiritual beings, and the people begin to embrace that side of themselves. This is what is happening. And I truly believe that by December 21st, if not sooner, because as I said, there is no time and space, and I am seeing ascension right now,
mm-hmm.
but by December 21st, 2012, the world as we know it
mm-hmm.
today
mm-hmm.
will no longer be. It will be a world where there is fairness and justice.
Mm-hmm.
And people are not starving and killing each other anymore.
Mm-hmm. As I understand it, we will be leaving a dualistic world of light and dark, death, life, illness, health, etc., and moving into this world that you have described where there will be health for everyone, there will be prosperity, we create whatever we want. There will be no dark forces. Everything will be positive. People can live to much older age, etc.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have a beautiful understanding of it. And what is so interesting to me, Carl, is that all over the internet, messages saying what you have just said are
mm-hmm.
coming from so many different sources.
Mm-hmm.
The messages of what you just said come through me from these divine beings. So people all over this planet are getting the same message.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a wonderful thing. It was so great when I first discovered how many incredible beings are putting out these messages on the internet, because I was told years ago when I got my first computer and that I needed to get online that the internet was the great equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was going to do was unite people and help people see the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get these messages to the different things that I'm subscribed to on a daily basis, and they are saying what I know to be true, I am exultant. I cannot help but
mm-hmm.
just say, yay!
On the next program, we will have the conclusion of the interview with Dorothy Donahue. I thank you for joining me today. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.